For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China is willing to join hands with the United States to improve their relationship and push it forward on the right track. Holding talks with his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama at the White House, President Xi believes bilateral ties have kept making new progress in the recent 2 years, bringing abundant benefits to the nations and the world at large. President Xi stresses that the military relationship between the two sides is of great importance and that China and the U.S. will deepen military cooperation. China will take part in the Rim of the Pacific 2016 and also send troops to participate in a live fire drill in Seattle in November regarding humanitarian relief and rescue operations. In the meantime, China will also conduct trilateral cooperation with the U.S. and relevant countries in fields including expanding food security, construction of a public health system, as well as emergency response in regions such as Africa and Asia. Following their talks, President Xi attended a joint press conference with President Obama at the White House concerning some key issues. President Xi says China and the U.S. have agreed to step up investigation assistance and information sharing on cybercrime cases.
China strongly opposes and combats the theft of commercial secrets and other kinds of hacking attacks. The U.S. side has concerns in this respect. We can, through the existing channels, express those concerns. The Chinese will take seriously the U.S. provision of any information we have already now. And in the future, we will still, through the law enforcement authorities, maintain a communication and coordination on this matter, and approximately address them.
In regard to territory, President Xi says that China is committed to maintaining peace and stability in the South China Sea. In the meantime, a China-U.S. joint presidential statement on climate change has been released. According to the statement, China plans to start its national emission trading system in 2017 and will lower carbon dioxide emissions per unit of GDP by 60-65% for the 2005 level by 2030. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is calling for balanced development between urbanization and the modernization of agriculture in China. Premier Li made the remarks during his three-day visit to central China's Hunan province, which ended on Friday. Li Keqiang says urbanization can stimulate economic growth for highly populated cities like Hunan. He also emphasizes the importance of improving urban infrastructure and creating more jobs in big and small cities. Regarding agricultural modernization, such as industrial farming, Li Keqiang calls on officials to provide farmers with policies that are tailored to local needs. The premier also says the initiative will be adopted nationwide this year and will cover urban and rural residents alike. A Chinese central government delegation led by top political adviser Yu Zhongshang has arrived in Urumqi, capital of northwest China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, to celebrate the 60th anniversary of its founding. The delegation was greeted by local officials and some 1,000 local residents at the airport. Consisting of 69 members, the central delegation is scheduled to attend a grand celebration on October 1st. The Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region was founded on October 1st, 1955. After the local legislature elected the first regional government. Authorities on the Chinese mainland are expressing strong concern and firm opposition to the scheduled trip to Japan next month by Tsai Ing-wen, the chairwoman of Taiwan's Democratic Progressive Party. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei has called on Japan to adhere to the One China principle and honor its commitment to China on Taiwan-related issues. Hong said on Friday that Japan should refrain from providing platforms for anybody in the name or pretext for spreading Taiwan independence remarks. Japan has made repeated statements on upholding the One China policy and not supporting Taiwan independence or a UN membership referendum by Taiwan authorities. U.S. House Speaker John Boehner has announced plans to resign from the speakership and give up his House seat at the end of October. The news comes as Congress is embroiled in a battle over the funding of the controversial women's health organization Planned Parenthood, with conservatives in the Republican caucus threatening a government shutdown if its appropriations are not removed. Boehner says that the prospect of a prolonged leadership upheaval is his main concern in making the decision. The House Speaker is third in line for the presidency after Vice President Joe Biden. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.